It's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Lab 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello. Welcome to the last show of 2017 here on Path Changers and Live 95. This is me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and welcome. If you've been here before, then we thank you for being a frequent listener of the show. But if you are new here, just know that you are amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence.
Hey, y'all, check it out. It's live radio right here in Coleman. Who would have thought?
Who would have ever thought?
How are you liking them swank studios up there in Seattle, Washington there, Sandy? Okay, maybe not.
Pretty slick. Well, this, I don't think they get much swankier than what we have going on here. It's pretty good.
It is a multi-purpose room, as I like to call it.
It is. It's good, though. It serves the purpose, right?
Hey, we probably get more use out of this building than most buildings in Coleman. You know, it's like 24/7 around here.
Yeah, it does. It stays really busy. Well, Jay, I got to ask you, just because, you know, it's something that I'm passionate in, my interests and all those things, and any changes that you are thinking about making in the new year?
What's the most healthy junk food?
The most healthy junk food.
Nuts.
You know.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. So what are you thinking of getting on board with something like that?
No. I was just trying to think of a good answer for you. So if you were to ask Melissa, which you're not because she's not here. She's homesick with a cold.
Ah,
so that means
that
I'm
Star Wars and
more healthy than she is. By the way, she drugged me to the Star Wars movie yesterday, kicking and screaming all the way. So I can talk about it now.
And did you chuckle during it?
I went to bed about 4 because I was finishing off my binge watching of Star Trek Enterprise, and woke up about 10. So this is like a 3-hour movie that I must have. I mean, I remember bits and pieces of it.
Oh no!
I think I slept through part of it, maybe.
I don't really think there's anything more agonizing than truly falling asleep at the movies.
It's funny because, you know, a long time ago in a land far, far away, having nothing to do with the opening of the movie, I was dating a girl about 1996, and the movie Independence Day came out, and I had gone out of state to see this girl. And we decided we would go see the movie together. And, you know, right there in the middle of the action, you know, Will Smith's, you know, kicking the snot out of the aliens. And the whole theater's rocking. And I look over and my date is asleep. And I'm like, what? How can this be? Well, broke
clearly
my heart.
She wasn't the girl for you, Jay.
Broke my heart to learn that she had stayed up all night the night before talking to her ex-boyfriend getting together. So that relationship didn't go very far. But
deal breaker.
You know, still to this day, I'm like, how can you sleep through an action movie? It's just not feasible. And then I did it yesterday. So.
Yeah, I have done it too. But it's agonizing. It's just like you just can't wait for it to end.
So did I effectively change the subject? Yeah, I think I did.
You did. Well, I won't bother you about, you know.
Well, back to her number one complaint. Apparently, okay, so I don't eat breakfast because, yeah, I'm just not a breakfast. If I eat breakfast, I won't eat lunch. So I just generally don't do breakfast. Come to lunch, if I'm meeting family members who work normal jobs, we go about noon. Every other day, I get to lunch maybe 2, maybe 4. I mean, it's
so
not.
So sometimes you wake up and you don't eat until 2 or 4?
That's correct.
Okay.
Sometimes I wake up at 8. Sometimes, like today, I wake up at 11. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
That's one of the, you know, advantages of being self-employed. Hopefully none of my customers listening.
So what do you do, though? Do you drink? I mean, you got to be drinking something during that time.
Yeah, sometimes I'm trying to remember. But like now my thing is ginger ale. I typically will drink a little glass of ginger ale or something Before that, it was orange juice. Before that, it was probably Mountain Dew. Before that, it was probably like apple juice or grape juice. Mostly it's ginger ale now. I'm burned out on most of the juices. Every now and then I'll get an orange juice or something, but I don't know. It seems too strong. My dad has got me into a bad habit, because actually it's a good habit. I grew up this way. He would go to the fridge and he would pour him half a glass of grape juice, and then he would put half the water in the glass to like weaken it. Mm-hmm. And that works out pretty good, because you know it's not as strong when you water it down, and you're kind of drinking some water. But you know, moving right on along, you know that. And I'm a very, very slow drinker. Like, I could get a Mountain Dew or something while I'm at lunch, and that Mountain Dew will last me till 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. I've got a 32-ounce in the other room. I'm not supposed to say that, but I've had it since about 2 o'clock, and I've drank maybe a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a very prolific drinker, but, you know, we work in dinner whenever we work it in. For me, you know, if I don't eat till 2 or 3, I don't get hungry. You know, mm-hmm. It's, you know, pretty late. Generally, you know, the later in the evening that I wind up eating is the smaller quantity of food that I try to aim for. So, I mean, as much as I hate to say it, it might just be a sandwich. It might be just a cheeseburger from McDonald's, depending on where I'm at, what I'm doing. But back to the number one Melissa complaint, you know, at midnight, I'm in the kitchen finding something to munch on.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. If you go to bed right at midnight, that doesn't work too well. If you go to bed at 2, you probably have a little time to digest it. But again, you know, I'm not doing much but Netflixing Star Trek Enterprise or something. So,
yeah.
Which I'm about to finish, so I don't know what I'll be, you know, doing that. I don't know. I might actually be staying up late working or something. I've actually got some comments to file with the Federal Communications Commission tonight. I'm a busy guy, and it has nothing to do with the radio station. So,
I feel like you watching the Star Wars movie now. I'm just kidding. You talk about filing stuff like that, and it's just, ooh. Now, is that something that will keep you awake, or will that put you to sleep?
I've already written the comments. It's about 3 pages. I have circulated it amongst my peers for comments, and I'm going to give them till the end of the radio shows tonight, and if they haven't made any comments, I'm going to file it, and if they have made some comments, then we'll change it up.
But okay. So you basically, though, I just do have a question about,
yep.
You know, and if you don't want to answer, you don't have to, but how, like, do you feel like you have pretty even-keeled energy through the day?
I always sag a little after lunch.
Okay.
I think that's normal. I mean, and it's different. I mean, the older you get, the older I get, you mm-hmm. know, I can definitely see the differences.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to sag as much after lunch. It's not a I'm going to go to sleep thing. It's I can definitely, you know, I just assume my body's using all this energy to digest my food, and, you know, off we go. Much more awake at night. Mm-hmm. So I'm a nocturnal. I've always been a nocturnal type of guy. But, you know, a lot of people go, I'm waking up at 6. I got to have my coffee. Don't speak to me till 8. I'm not that way. I mean, when I wake up, and we've talked about this before, I almost mm-hmm. always naturally get 8 hours of sleep. And when I'm up, I'm up. I'm good.
Yeah. So yeah. Wake up feeling good. And yep. Yeah.
Now, those mornings that I do have to set my alarm, I'm not the happiest person, but they're few and far between. So.
Yeah. So did you get that alarm clock that we talked about a few weeks ago where you got to do 30 curls to shut it off?
It's like cats have 9 lives. Alarm clocks have no lives. Throw them across the room, they bust into a million pieces. Don't ask me how I know that.
Now, there is an alarm clock, actually, that I want to check out, and it wakes you up not with sound, but with light.
Ew.
And kind of, it's supposed to be along the lines of your, you know, your body rhythm and waking up as the sun comes up and something like that versus being jolted out of bed. You know, yep, I mean, yep. My husband has his set to heart attack mode. And I don't think that's good. I just for some reason feel like that's not anything.
Some
that's
nights
good.
I can sleep really well. I mean, and that's another thing. I tend to stay up until I absolutely can't stay up any longer, mm-hmm. and then I don't toss and turn when I go to bed. I just pass out. Yeah, but some nights you can sleep really well and nothing will wake you up. And some nights, you know, the garbage truck running through at 6:20 in the morning will wake you up. You just you never know.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, I can understand.
What is your prognosis of me, Miss Sandy?
Oh, I don't. Listen, I'm not a physician, but I do. You know, the things that I do know is that I mean, Melissa's, she's got a really good point about you getting some consistency and eating some breakfast. And one of the things that you're talking about is as you get older, you feel like that energy isn't what it once was, especially right after lunch. And it does have to do with digestion, but a lot of it really has to do with the insulin level in your system.
Insulin.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It makes a big difference. And if your body gets used to that, then you can get into that state of insulin resistance and that starts pushing you closer to a diabetic state.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, I mean, she's got a really good point about breakfast and not that you want suggestions from me or anything, but...
Well, I know that her metabolism is way higher than mine. Mm-hmm. I mean, she eats a lot more than I do, and that's not a bad thing. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. People have different levels of metabolism. That's why I think, you know, in a lot of cases, some people, you know, they can eat all day, all night, and still look relatively healthy and probably feel relatively healthy. And then there's other people that... they just don't have any metabolism, and, you know, they can starve themselves to death and not lose any weight.
Yeah, but, you know, I probably would have really believed that about 7 years ago. But now I've just seen too much now from my experience of people eating small meals.
Yeah, I saw some of that. You posted a picture on Facebook not too long ago of, I'm assuming, 4 people that you've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. That's all I got to say about that. That is amazing.
Well, thank you. We're all on our journey. You know, it's not a path of perfection.
Are you going to strange new worlds and strange new places? Or?
Yes, we're totally stoked about 2018 because, and this is what I mean, where it's not that path of perfection, but what I have learned, it's consistency over time of doing the better choices over time. Not perfect, but the better ones. And one of the things recently that I've heard that has really, I don't know, it just resonated with me so much, because the program that I coach, it just works, and it's got science behind it, and people feel great. And what happens is, you know, they go into that mild fat burn state and they start getting their energy from their fat reserves. But we had a call where they talked about, it's like being on the highway. And if you're going to be on the highway and you want to get to your destination, being in the fast lane is really one of the most efficient ways to get there. And that's how the program that I coach works. It's like completely efficient and dependable. The results are extremely dependable when it's followed and you're in the structure of that fast lane. And me, gosh, I've spent my whole life being so big that being able to reach my healthy weight almost has really messed with my mind, because it's been unbelievable. But I am on target and on track. So hopefully in about March, you and I can be talking, and I will be at a healthy BMI for the first time in my life, other than when I was, you know, probably 12 going up, going on upward. So that's one of the things that's just really hit me hard in the past few weeks, is being in that fast lane.
In summary, what are the bullet? I mean, you're talking about a fast lane, so I'm assuming. And we've never actually talked about your program, so, you know, I'm not. For anyone listening out there, this is not a setup. This is just two people talking on the radio. But I'm assuming that, you know, most of the bullet points that you would present is, you know, more physical activity. You know, go get a job as a UPS delivery man for 6 weeks and see how many calories you burn. Versus, you know, eating foods, I guess, more. And I've learned this part from listening to you: more consistent but less intake. For example, I guess less quantity, but more
nutritional. Definitely.
Well, I wasn't really thinking that.
Okay.
Less quantity, but more like smaller meals, more times a day. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you work with people. I mean, you work with somebody, And that holds people accountable. And that's just been a huge catalyst for me, is having my coach and then having education, being able to learn about what triggers me and what, not only just learn that, but what can I put in the place of that? And what are the reasons that I really want to be healthier, instead of just focusing on, I want to lose weight? Because that's what I've spent years and years just wanting to lose weight, but never really focusing forward and thinking, what do I want? God, what do I want my life to look like? What else can I do now? And then having a community of people that are all moving forward too. Just that like-minded people practicing healthy habits. You go out to eat and everybody makes a healthy choice. And it just, it's really empowering to be in a group of people like that. And then it's the nutrition. So, and it is, like you said, it's eating small, fueling 6 times a day, drinking water, and not necessarily the exercise. I mean, a lot of times what happens is people just start to get a lot more energetic because they start feeling better. And that's when they just start, you know, being a lot more active.
Well, one other thing that I've noticed, you know, I can get real busy sometimes and not really be thinking about what I am doing, like on a particular day. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not careful, and you know, it's not very often that I'm this busy, but like I'm out, you know, working on a large network or something and trying to get done by a certain time. By like 4 o'clock, if you don't eat, you just tank. It's
yeah.
Like, wow, I can barely stand up. I have to go find something to eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
That didn't happen when I was like 20, but, you know, it can happen now. So.
Yes. Well, you are listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we're having an intervention with Jay. No, I'm just kidding. Stay tuned. We're going to take a break and come right on back. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband,
256-734-1077. 256-734-1077. Or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thanks so much for coming back.
So basically, yeah, according to that guy, don't listen to anything either one of us are saying.
Yeah, according to that guy, yeah. Yes, well, I...
He could say that a lot quicker by saying, just, you know, listen to the show with Google. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Verify everything you hear.
Google it up, or ask your physician. But you know what? That's one another thing I've learned is I just think physicians are burned out, too, from telling people what to do, but them not being able to do it. And so, I don't know. That's just kind of the world that, as I see it, is, you know, they'll send people off and then people will try and reach up to what the physicians have told them, but it's hard. If to go from a standard American diet of eating out several times a week to all of a sudden being a food prepper, that's a tough bridge to gap when you've never done that before. So that's one of the things that I love is helping people do that one small change at a time. But the thing that is pretty serious about our health is we have to choose it, because being healthy doesn't just happen by default, especially in this modern world that we live in. So, it's just kind of like this, okay? If I'm 50 pounds overweight and I eat the burger and the fries, what am I going to have? I'm going to have instant pleasure from that. And if I eat the grilled chicken salad, I'm not going to have instant health or weight loss. And so that's a lot of times where people are. They're faced with that decision and they just will throw it out the window and they'll think, okay, I'm going with the burger and the fries and I'll start tomorrow. And then it's this ongoing cycle of putting off and procrastinating, of just waiting for the right time, the right moment, the right feel, the right vibe, the right mindset, which never comes. And there's always going to be an event or a holiday or a reason why now's not the time. And I know I've already talked to people that are, you know, they say that they're ready to be healthy, and then they're already talking about the national championship game as a reason why they can't, because they're having a gathering. And it's just it's unfortunate that we see our world like that we can't take care of ourselves and have an event that, you know, maybe could be a little bit healthier when that time comes. But what ends up happening is we wake up 5 years down the track and now we're not just chubby. Now we're obese and now we're not just unhappy. You know, we hate ourselves and we don't want to go out because we've been on this slippery slope of putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and talking about it and thinking about it and nearly doing it, but never doing it, never actually doing it. And I know what the cycle's like because I was there for years and years, and little did I know that it was so much simpler than I ever imagined. The hard part is making the decision, and then from there, it gets simpler. So I just really want to encourage anybody out there, if you're thinking about making a change, then just definitely research what you're going to do. And if I can help you in any way, please reach out, because I feel like I have a solution. I feel that in my heart that it's a solution compared to anything else I've ever tried. I heard something this week, and I know this comes as no surprise to everybody, about Alabama and our state and the shape that it's in, we are the second heaviest state on the list. And judging from the increase in, you know, the health problems, we might not be too far behind first, which is pretty unfortunate. And then I also learned that Alabama has the most diabetics in the country, with more than a 7% increase since 95. And that is the most of any state. So Alabamans are also showed the largest increase of hypertension rates in the country. And that's hard. I mean, that's just a tough thing. And I hope that moving forward, we can turn that around, because we need to be healthy. And Alabama would be, how great would it be? But this is what I heard that I thought was really good. And it's a fellow person in my world that, you know, pretty healthy guy, has made it his decision that he wants to be on this plane and live healthy for a long time. But he said that, you know, Alabama is a challenge, and we are rated one of the most unhealthiest states. He said as unhealthy goes, we're rated number 4, but on obesity, we're rated 2nd. But one of the things that he said to me is, imagine the outcry if the Bama football team was ranked 47th in the country. Could you imagine? People would be really upset about that. They wouldn't even support the team. So I think that we could really start to think of our state as a team, and team healthy. We need to turn it around. So that's just, I'm pretty grateful to be here, to have had this past time of the year to be able to share, offer health and hope. I look forward to the next year of bringing on a lot more guests, a lot more interesting topics, probably along the lines of some, you know, bring some people that I've worked with that have had results. And it's not just about reaching that healthy weight. It's about staying there and then thriving. It's not about white knuckling it. It's not about being miserable. It's about really making the decision and learning a new way to do things. And I had heard my whole life how it needs to be a lifestyle change, but I've never had it mapped out for me the way that it has been, that I've been able to follow that and actually succeed at it. So as far as New Year's evolutions go, because that's what I'm going to do, I plan on evolving rather than resolving. I don't want to just have, you know, play the resolution game for myself. But I really am aiming 100% at reaching my goal the first quarter of 2018, and then getting on with the art of practicing maintaining that for the first time ever. So I look forward to sharing that journey with everybody. And please, if there's anything I could do for you, feel free to email me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned, because we've got Big D. He's hanging out in the lobby out here. He's up next, and we're all pretty grateful for Live 95, and just appreciate you listening. Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks so much. Bye.